Mothership Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Well, here we are once again. The Hour One Nugget on the live program. We're looking at 1 Peter chapter 4, and today we're looking at verse 3. Now, if you've been listening to the series, if you've been listening day by day by day, then you're going to know that this follows on from verses 1 and 2. So I just want to go quickly over verse 1 and 2. It says this: So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. Verse 2 says, You don't spend the rest of your life chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. And yesterday, we talked about how to find out what the will of God was for your life. Verse 3 says this, You have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy, their immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness, and wild parties, and their terrible worship of idols. That is what verse 3 says. You have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. Is that statement true for you? That's the question I want to ask you today. Is that statement true to you right now? I want to talk about repentance, because repentance means to turn away from. When we do something wrong and we realize it's wrong and we want to change our life, then we turn to God and we repent of our sin. We repent and say, Lord, I am so sorry. But repentance isn't just saying sorry. Repentance means to turn away from. Are we going to do this, beloved, or are we going to hang on to the past? Many people like to hang on to the past. They like to hold on to it like a comfort blanket. And I think as I'm speaking, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You see, they have this feeling that they want to hold on to bits of the past because bits of the past give them comfort. But that past is dragging you down. And what we've got to do is we've got to let go of the past. Quite often, I'll say this, Father God, I want to place my sin at the foot of your cross. I want to put it in this black bin bag, Lord, and I want to just dump it at the foot of your cross in Jesus' mighty name. And within 5 minutes, I'm going back to the cross and I'm taking that black bin bag and I'm taking it back to me because I feel that there's a little bit of comfort there, I guess. I don't know. But what I know is I shouldn't be doing that. And I believe we all do that. Well, I know we all do that. We all keep hanging on to the past because the past has something that we want to keep looking at. Sometimes the way you've lived your life in the past and the mistakes you've made in the past, you need to want to go back to those things all the time. I don't know why, but it's a fact. I have a friend who was a compulsive gambler. And he said to me, You realize what it was about gambling that turned me on so much? And I said, No, tell me. He said, It wasn't winning. It wasn't the chance of winning. He said, I used to get a buzz when I lost. I used to get an incredible buzz when I put all the money I had on a specific horse or a greyhound or whatever it was, and I would lose. That gave me such a buzz. I'd never heard of that before. And he said, and that's what kept dragging me back. was the thought of losing all the time. Was the thought of putting my whole financial life in danger. Was the buzz to me. If I won, didn't really do anything for me at all. Beloved, today is the day that we need to put the past behind us. Today is the day when we lay the past, all the bad stuff, at the foot of the cross. I'm not saying put all the good stuff and not remember that anymore. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is all the things that we've done wrong, all the evil in our lives, we need to put it to one side. We need to put the past behind us because now it's past. You know, when I began speaking to you today on the Hour One Nugget, that is now past. There is only future in front. And there is past behind. And today is the day that we put the past behind us, beloved. We make that declaration on the program today that today, all the bad stuff of the past is going to stay exactly where it is, in the past. You see, when we ask for forgiveness and the Lord grants us forgiveness for what we do wrong, it is forgotten by Him, but is it forgotten by us? That's the question. And we're going to do this today, you and I. We are going to do this today. We are going to lay the past to rest. We're going to bury the past. We're going to lay it at the foot of the cross and ask the Lord to remove it from our eyes. And in fact, I'm even going to do something more. I'm going to ask the Lord to remove the memory of that sin from our minds. And so we can't be tempted by Satan with it anymore, because I believe it's the evil one that does that. He reminds you of the past. And when he reminds you of the past, just remind him of his future. I'm going to pray now. And I'm going to pray for myself here, as well as you. And I want you to repeat the words I'm saying and pray with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I keep remembering and I keep dragging up the past. I ask you now in the name of Jesus that I put my bad past into the black bag. And I lay it at the foot of your Son, Jesus, at the foot of his cross, on which he died for me 2,000 years ago. Father, take it from my eyes now, in Jesus' name. I ask you also, Lord, to take it from my memory so that I can't be tempted with it and so that I can't be reminded of it. In Jesus' name. The past now, Lord, is gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen.